1. Nature and origin of solitary messengers. Immediately following the creation of the seven spirits of the Havona circuits, the Infinite Spirit brought into being the vast corps of solitary messengers. There is no part of the universal creation which is pre-existent to the solitary messengers except Paradise and the Havona circuits. They have functioned throughout the grand universe from near eternity. They are fundamental to the divine technique of the Infinite Spirit for self-revelation to, and personal contact with, the far-flung creations of time and space. Notwithstanding that these messengers are existent from the near times of eternity, they are all aware of a beginning of selfhood. They are conscious of time, being the first of the creation of the Infinite Spirit to possess such a time consciousness. They are the first-born creatures of the Infinite Spirit to be personalized in time and spiritualized in space. These solitary spirits came forth in the dawn of time as full-fledged and perfectly endowed spirit beings. They are all equal, and there are no classes or subdivisions founded on personal variation. Their classifications are based wholly on the type of work to which they are assigned from time to time. Mortals start out as well-nigh material beings on the worlds of space and ascend inward towards the great centers. These solitary spirits start out at the center of all things and crave assignment to the remote creations, even to the individual worlds of the outermost local universes and even on beyond. Though denominated solitary messengers, they are not lonesome spirits, for they truly like to work alone. They are the only beings in all creation who can and enjoy a solitary existence, albeit they equally enjoy association with the very few orders of universe intelligence with whom they can fraternize. Solitary messengers are not isolated in their service. They are constantly in touch with the wealth of the intellect of all creation as they are capable of listening in on all the broadcasts of the realms of their sojourn. They can also intercommunicate with members of their own immediate corps, those beings doing the same kind of work in the same super-universe. They could communicate with others of their number, but they have been directed by the Council of the Seven Master Spirits not to do so, and they are a loyal group. They do not disobey or default. There is no record that a solitary messenger ever stumbled into darkness. The solitary messengers, like the universe power directors, are among the very few types of beings operating throughout the realms who are exempt from apprehension or detention by the tribunals of time and space. They could be cited to appear before no one except the seven master spirits, but not in all the annals of the master universe has this Paradise Council ever been called upon to adjudicate the case of a solitary messenger. These messengers of solitary assignment are a dependable, self-reliant, versatile, thoroughly spiritual, and broadly sympathetic group of created beings derived from the third source and center. They operate by the authority of the Infinite Spirit residents on the central isle of Paradise and as personalized on the headquarter spheres of the local universes. They are constant partakers of the direct circuit emanating from the Infinite Spirit, even when they function in the local creations under the immediate influence of the local universe mother spirits. There is a technical reason why these solitary messengers must travel and work alone. For short periods and when stationary, they can collaborate in a group, but when thus ensembled, they are altogether cut off from the sustenance and direction of their Paradise circuit. They are wholly isolated. When in transit, or when operating in the circuits of space and the currents of time, if two or more of this order in close proximity, both or all are thrown out of liaison with the higher circulating forces. They are short-circuited as you might describe it in illustrative symbols. Therefore they have inherent within them a power of automatic alarm, a warning signal, which unerringly operates to apprise them of approaching conflicts and unfailingly keeps them sufficiently separated as not to interfere with their proper and effective functioning. They also possess inherent and automatic powers which detect and indicate the proximity of both the inspired Trinity spirits and the divine thought adjusters. These messengers possess no power of personality extension or reproduction, but there is practically no work of the universes in which they cannot engage, and to which they cannot contribute something essential and helpful. Especially are they the great time savers for those who are concerned in the administration of universe affairs, and they assist us all, from the highest to the lowest,